how do you make pop music that means anything in the middle of a pandemic and civil unrest? How do you deliver that music to your fans when they can't come to see you, when you can't sing to them in person? Well, we're going to hear next from an expert.
Miss Alicia Keys, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Okay. Welcome to our brave new world of trying to do the radio from our houses.
Absolutely.
Thank you for agreeing to do this.
No problem.
Alicia Keys has a new album out today, her seventh in a storied career. It's called Alicia. She spoke with us from the car in the middle of a jam-packed day promoting her new music.
Yes, it's definitely a good, wonderful, busy day.
You're a good person to talk to today because many of us aren't feeling great. And I feel like you're making the most of 2020.
Thank you.
Tell us about this album, because I've heard you say that this is the most truthful, most authentic. I think for people who already describe your music that way, why do you think this one is?
You know, I just feel like I have gotten to know myself much better than I ever did before, and know all the sides of me, because we all have many sides to us. And I think in a lot of ways we get used to only showing a particular side or one version. And I've been really personally interested in going even deeper than that and find and getting to know the parts that I'm not comfortable connecting with as readily as the parts that I am.
Is there a song on this album that speaks to this idea, what you're talking about?
One of the ones I'm thinking of now is a favorite for me. It's called Authors of Forever.
We are lost and lonely people, and we're looking for a reason, and it's all right.
And what I really love about the song is it goes on to talk about how we're builders and we're breakers and we're givers and we're takers. And I think that at one point in my life, I was like, well, why does there have to be any takers? Why can't there just be builders? Or why does it have to be any breakers? Why can't it just be givers? And I realized that you have to have all these sides. You can't have one without the other.
One of the things I think has been excellent about this album is the way that it's been speaking to the moment everyone's in. The most obvious of that might be Good Job, which is a kind of message of encouragement to people who are struggling. When I first heard it, I was like, oh, she's speaking to me. And then I realized,
yes,
like, oh, right, obviously there are healthcare workers and other people in far more intense positions. But talk about trying to write a song that speaks to this very strange moment.
I mean, that's the part that I think has been the most fascinating to me, is that I wrote that song almost a year ago, Good Job, when no one would have ever in a million years imagined the world would be the way that it is now.
You're the engine that makes all things go, and you're always in disguise, my hero. I see your light in the dark, smile in my face when we all know it's hard.
And it was really for people like my mother, people for like you, people like my dearest friends who really work so hard to keep it all going together, and a lot of times wake up and just feel like I'm not even doing it right. And I just realized we don't get the chance. A lot of people don't hear the word good job. They don't hear those words.
You're doing a good job, a good job. You're doing a good job, don't get too down.
Nobody's sitting there telling them, wow, look, just waking up again and putting one foot in front of the other is a good job. Like, you're doing your thing. Look how you're taking care of your daughter, or how you're juggling two jobs, or how you're dealing with whatever emotional state you're in, whatever the case. So it was so kind of put me in awe to recognize that during these times, the song did apply to all of those people, as well as, you know, the essential workers and people who just, you know, have become so important to just the survival of our daily existence, you know?
The mothers, the fathers, the teachers that reach us, strangers, the friends that show up in the end, from the bottom to the top, the listeners that hear us, this is for you, you make me fearless.
Is it different this time around because you are an artist that loves to tour, right, and a great live performer, but we're in this time when we aren't able to connect with people that way and aren't able to connect with artists in that way. So are you on social media more, right? Like, are you looking at TikToks?
I mean, the amount of, you know, it is true that we do have the ultimate super highway of information and we can connect at a moment's notice. And I definitely have embraced that more during this time. I think before I'm a real in-person type of person. Like I love being in front of people's faces. I love that connection where you can just be spirit to spirit. But I really have embraced a lot more the power of being able to connect in an intimate way during these times.
You're still hitting the pavement though, right? I mean, am I hearing a car in the background? It sounds like you're still dashing from place to place, mask in hand, I assume.
I am dashing from place to place, mask in hand. I mean, I'm luckier, a little bit luckier, because I do have to sing. So you obviously can't sing with a mask. Although I have tried to sing with a mask. It's not.
You have?
It's possible.
Wait, like possible. In your house or what happened?
You know, like if I'm doing a sound check or I have to, you know, just try a thing out and I already have my mask on and I'll just put the mic to my mask and I'll just sing, which is not the worst. I mean, it's a little muffly, but it works.
You're making it work. I like it. Can I ask one last question? I mentioned the idea of Fallen having come out in 2001. We're heading into 2021. Looking back, what would you say to that young woman who was entering the industry?
You know, I think the part that I would want to make sure she was aware of the most about is really understanding that she is the creator of everything that's happening around her. And even though there's a lot of great people who support her and are going to continue to support her because it takes a village to do everything, that she is the unique, special ingredient that makes it what it is. And to not for one second ever doubt that or be afraid of that either. And just like know that and treat it accordingly so that people recognize and you yourself recognize the value that you bring. I think I would have wanted to talk to her about that.
Alicia Keys, thank you so much for speaking with us. Best of luck with the album.
Thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity, and I'll talk to you soon.